on 1116 SEN.
I can tell you what, Tim, there was no man bigger in Melbourne around the late 90s, early 2000s, and as a Carlton supporter like I was, this man was king. He's the Greek Adonis, Anthony Koutafidis, but I don't know, Kouta, I reckon you've had your throne well and truly taken, at least momentarily.
Morning, Sam and Tim, yes, no, not a great moment in my life right now. The Greeks have seriously forgotten about me. They've moved on into a new superstar who's just gone absolutely crazy here.
And what have what have you made of Stefanos Tsitsipas? Have you been watching the tennis? Have you been caught up in it like the rest of us?
Yeah, I think we all have. He's just an absolute superstar. I couldn't believe it. You know, Federer, the greatest of all time when he played against him, but you just got that feeling that he was going to be able to beat Roger, and he did it. So, you know, us Greeks, we all back our sporting superstars. Like I got, you know, backed by all the Greeks in the past, so he's doing extremely well.
He's the Greek freak.
No, there's only one Greek freak, that's Giannis, in the NBA.
In the NBA, there's only one Greek freak, Giannis, but you've lost your title.
Yeah, I have, Tim. That was long gone, mate. Let's be honest, when I retired 12 years ago, I think it was gone 5 years before I retired, mate, so...
I was just going through my favourite Greeks. I've got Basil Zemplis. He's at the top of my list.
What about Ange?
He's number one.
Ange Postecoglou, you got him in there?
I haven't got Ange in there. I've got Spiros Korkamilis is in there.
Yeah, Kuga.
I've got Con the Fruiter at three. I had you at four, and I had Ange Christou at five.
At least Ange, mate, he'd be very happy, Tim, because you two have got a special bond between each other. Since you've done the Gilligan Island back in the early 90s. Did you ever talk about that, Tim, or not?
No, we never talk.
I don't think anyone turned up to even watch Gilligan's Island back then.
No, we don't talk about it. I tell you what people would love. Not tonight, is it?
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. I'll tell you what people would love, Kuta. They would love you and Ange to get along to the tennis.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can secure some tickets with a Greek flag and just sit side by side. Sit side by side.
Draped in a flag.
And cheer him on.
Oh, God, Tim, I thought you were about to say we've got two tickets for you and Ange to go to the tennis tomorrow night. So it just didn't come through, did it?
No.
You provide the tickets and we'll go with the flag. How's that?
I'll tell you, if you can find a flag, I'll find the tickets for you, okay? In fact, is Ange in the country at the moment or not?
Yeah, believe it or not, he is. He stayed put for a little while, which is very surprising, but he wouldn't go to Europe now. It's too cold for him. He goes when it's the summertime.
Now, Anthony,
Stefanos
has had obviously the souvlaki named after him at stalactites, but I mean, he hasn't had his own chain of stores. So, I mean, you've still got that on him. Souvlaki Hut lives long in the memory.
Oh, that commercial I did for the souvlaki Hut, oh, God, people will never forget that. It's had 1.5 million views, I think, and my footy highlights hit about 10.
It's funny you should say that, because as you were speaking then, a text came through, play the souvlaki Hut advert with Kuta.
Oh, yeah. They'll never live me down for that. That one there will carry me sleep forever.
What about the Blues, yeah. Kuta? Obviously, a new season, new hope there, a couple of unfortunate injuries, but he was glass half full as many Carlton supporters. Was it productive trade period and draft period for the club?
We always think it is, don't we? We always try to stay positive and think, this is the year we're going to move forward. Look, last year was the year everyone wants to forget. I've never seen anything like it. But, I can't see them going backwards. I mean, they've got some great inclusions now into the list, and hopefully they stay injury-free. I mean, Doherty's obviously a massive loss already for the guys. But look, they've got a young list. They've got some really, you know, great young players, and improvement comes from them. So I see them going forward, no doubt about it. We'll get a good indication. But, look, I'm obviously a lot more excited about the upcoming season. But only time will tell, boys.
And, Anthony, what are you doing now, mate? I saw Kuta fit the other day. That's gone. I hadn't touched base with it for a while. That's gone strength to strength by the looks.
It's been good. I mean, Kuta Fit, I've got an online program. I do our fit clubs out in the community. I use Herbalife Nutrition. So everything's going really well in the health and wellness area. I love it. And people can just watch me on my social media and hit me up if they need to anyway. So it's just been great to be able to transform people's lives. People that have struggled, we've had some most incredible, you know, results. So what we do, we know it works. It's just a matter of people really committing to it.
And if we wanted to ring Ange, what time of the morning would we get him? What time's he out of bed again?
Before 11 a.m. You know, Ange. Ange never gets up before 11 a.m. So I know not to call him too. Because if I call him at 10 a.m., he's still sleeping. So he gets to bed about 3 a.m. and gets up at 11 a.m. and lives the most incredible life. He always tells me, "Curtie, you're too stressed." And have a look at him. He doesn't work. Actually, he does work. He does home security, so he just looks after his home. That's about it.
Good on you, Curtie. Time for the news. Meredith Gibbs.